verse number 9, Christ's seal and Satan's mark. When it talks about the followers of Jesus, it declares that in their mouth was no guile. Their teachings, their testimonies, their communications, their relationships are guileless. They don't twist and turn, chameleon-like change, and they stand faultless before the throne of God. These people are going to be sealed with the seal of God, while the other people who worship the beast in his image are going to receive his mark. So as we think about these two systems and two leaders, they have many things in common, but basically they are totally opposed. They all have worship. They all have a day that they keep. They all have approach to God. They all confess sins. They are all forgiven their sins. But they are totally different. So the student of salvation, teaching, history, must saturate his mind with the Bible, or he'll be totally deceived. The beast's power will be acknowledged. Everyone will look up and see. The governments of the earth will use their influence and power to make laws enforcing doctrines that are non-biblical. We've seen this throughout history. We saw laws made by Nebuchadnezzar, laws made by Darius. Nobody could pray except in a certain direction. Laws were made in the time of the apostles. But the whole approach of God's people is we must obey God rather than man. Part number one talks about three powers, three great powers. The dragon, the false prophet, and the beast. These organize the world. Spiritualism, New Age, mediums. As we go back, we've got to find different words to name these. We don't call them witch, wizards anymore. Channelers today. Whatever name you've got to give. Devil likes aliases. Anyone who is not transparent in his life likes lots of names so that he can hide. These three powers, apostate Protestantism, the old world form of Romanism and spiritualism combine. And the devil gives them his authority, his power. And everyone will have to receive the devil's mark, or the seal of God. The time will come when Revelation reveals that enforcement of law obliging everyone to give respect to Sunday, trade unions, Protestants, Catholics, no religion at all, will be legally obliged to rest on Sunday. Whatever they have in their minds doesn't matter. But they receive the mark of the beast in their foreheads and in their hands. That is, they must join in, mentally committed, legislation enforcing, and then the hands, what your hands find to do, do it. In other words, the devil is going to make governments, make the population, do certain things in regard to Sunday. This is the mark of the beast. Part number two. It's the sign of obedience, of submission to the beast and his image. In contrast to the mark or the sign of the beast and his image is the mark or the sign of God. The word Bethlehem, Bethlehem, is the sign of bread. Beth is sign. It can also be Bath, Bathsheba. At the end of Sabbath, it's the sign. God's sign is the Sabbath, Bath. It stands alone. It's the word off or S. It's joined with a B, which is a little particle that means at. At the sign of bread, Bethlehem. Beth is at the sign of the Ab, Sabbath, the revered father. So God has his sign, the mark of the beast. Satan has his sign. Satan's sign is attached to a day, and God's sign is attached to a day. Satan's sign is Sunday, God's sign is the Sabbath. And so, the time is coming when choices must be made whether to accept the sign or the mark of the beast and his image, of Babylon and her daughters, or the sign or the mark of God. God claims to have made the Sabbath. Sabbath was made for man on the seventh day. Sabbath hadn't existed. He didn't take a day that already existed and made it holy. He made the Sabbath holy. The church made the Sunday holy. The maker of the true Sabbath is the creator of heaven and earth. The maker of the false Sabbath is Constantine, a one-third converted pagan who did all sorts of terrible things. And he laid the foundation for a false system of worship that has never been replicated. Later on, the medieval church took this Sabbath that Constantine had made and incorporated it into Christian worship and claimed the very act of changing the Sabbath as the mark of her authority. Everything that Satan does is twisted. True. The papacy didn't make the Sabbath. They took a state that existed. Constantine was the one that did it. The idea of a Sabbath, papacy didn't make. It took the idea that had come from God. He made the Sabbath. Satan twisted the Sabbath, put it on Sunday, to combine all the population of the tottering Roman Empire. And this was taken up by the medieval church, and then attached to it was a claim that it had invented it and it had changed it. Another falsehood. Part number 3. When will people receive this final mark of the beast? Christians of past generation observe Sunday, supposing that in doing so they were following God, keeping the right Sabbath. And there are now true Christians in every church who believe that they are doing right. Do they receive the mark of the beast? Well, the observance of Sunday will become the mark of the beast. When Sunday observance shall be enforced by law, and the world will be enlightened concerning the obligation of the true Sabbath, then whosoever shall transgress the commandment of God to obey a precept which has no higher authority than that of Rome will thereby honor popery above God. He is paying homage to Rome and to the power which enforces the institution ordained by Rome. He is worshipping the beast and his image. Great Controversy 449. Part number 4. Sealed by the seal of Christ's character. Now, in contradistinction with the mark of the beast, there will be the Sabbath of God. In Exodus 31, the Lord says the Sabbath is his sign, his seal, his mark. Ezekiel 20 tells us that the Creator is honored by observing the Sabbath, that you may know that I am the Lord that sanctifies you, is another clue of true Sabbath observance. So as we think of these contrasts between the Creator of the true Sabbath, the Creator of the false Sabbath, the sanctification given by the Creator, and the kind of holy life, sainthood, that is given by the Creator of Sunday, we see the law of God, we see the traditions of men. Then whoever chooses to follow Jesus Christ will be sealed by the seal of God, and those who choose to follow tradition and the popular Sunday will receive the mark of the beast. The sealing is done by the Holy Spirit. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit with the seal of the living God. Sealing is a verb, seal is a noun. We are sealed by the Spirit with the seal of God. And this is done right at the end when the issues are coming before the world so quickly and fully. When we think about the trial of O.J. Simpson and the fact that there are millions, perhaps hundreds of millions, that are hanging on to that, it tells me that when the issue is brought and somebody is perhaps tried for the observance of the seventh day and it's made a life and death operation, in a moment the entire population of the globe will become aware of the issue. We are living in the last times. None but those who have been overcoming by the blood of the Lamb, part number 6 calls to our attention, and the word of the testimony will be found loyal and true, without spot or stain of sin, without guile in their mouths. We must be divested of our self-righteousness and arrayed in the righteousness of Christ. God help us to render to Him all His law requires. We cannot do this without faith that brings Christ's righteousness into daily practice.